what a turnout. Thank you guys for coming out. My name is Patrick McGuan. I'm the director of MWR here. We're going to have a great time tonight. Rumor is Santa is on his way. He called to check in with us earlier, so I think he's coming. So we're pretty excited to welcome Santa here. Right? Great things going on. We've got the Soma Show Choir inside. That's fantastic. We're going to get this evening kicked off, but before we go, I would like to call Chaplain Noble up to give us an invocation to start off tonight's event.
Gracious God, giver of light and life, as we enter this season of darkness, we just so much appreciate this tree as we're about to light it. And each time we pass by, may it remind us of the joy of the season and warm our hearts to be givers. Bless this tree and this nation. And I ask, Lord, through this season that just all Americans can allow this time that we heal old hurts, that we grow in our love for each other in this nation, and that we grow in the Spirit to help each other to grow peace as we want for this nation. May this evening begin laughter and joy in our hearts again as we see this tree and the tree in our home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So anyway. So it's an honor for me to introduce the activities we've got going on this evening. This is one of our favorite times of the year here at MWR. A lot of work goes into making this happen, a lot of sponsors. So what I'd like to do is just kind of run through what we're going to do, and then we're going to have a special treat from our Child and Youth Services gang here. But before we get going, let me just thanks to a couple sponsors here that made this happen. So all the cool stuff you're going to see inside was done with the help of Culver's of Toma, RIA Federal Credit Union, AIB, the Bay Supply Store, Mayo Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, the Deke Slate Museum in Sparta, IHG Army Hotels, Army Community Services, the USO, OptumServe, Cadence Communities, Toma VA, and the Warrens Cranberry Festival. So a special round of applause for those people. Thank you very much. Great support of the United States Military. Now, without further ado, here's our very own Child and Youth Services singing a special holiday song. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. One more round of applause for our Child and Youth Services. Great song. That's wonderful. getting closer to light the tree. It is now my privilege. I'd like to introduce our garrison commander for Fort McCoy, Colonel Stephen Messenger.
Thank you. Good evening, Fort McCoy. It is so great to see everybody out here for the tree lighting ceremony to kick off the holiday season. So I tried to get in the choir just like last year. I had to audition, they made me, and they said I couldn't sing with them. So you were amazing. Thank you for coming out and singing with us. Great job. And I would just like to thank everyone here for being part of the greatest military that has ever been fielded on the face of the earth at any given time. And it takes soldiers, family members, civilians, it takes everyone. But no, there has never been a greater fighting force than what you are part of, the United States military. Now, I heard a rumor that the big guy himself, Santa, is coming really soon, and I can't wait to see him. As we wait, I'm going to hand it over to Command Sergeant Major Calarco for further comments. Sergeant!
Good evening. Hey, so I have the easiest job here tonight. I get to introduce this absolutely amazing person that's going to help us light the Christmas tree. So can I have Isabella help? Yep, come on out.
Yay, Isabella.
So you guys will see I got a piece of paper here, and it's because this young lady is absolutely amazing. There's no way I could memorize all of her accomplishments, and I wanted to make sure that I got them right. So I'm going to share with you why they selected her this year to be able to light the tree. First of all, she's a 2023 Wisconsin Military Youth of the Year. So that's not a small deal. But when I start reading all the other accomplishments, let's wait to the end because there's a very, really long list. So she's a freshman at Tilma High School. She does show choir. She does community theater. She's part of the Fort McCoy Youth Center Leader Program. She's on the student council. She's also one of the freshman class officers, which is a really big deal. She is part of the academic decathlon. She is the assistant teacher at the third grade religious education class. She helped run the middle school musical. And I'm losing my vision here. Oh, and the last thing is she's also a soccer player, which I am. So we say in the military that this is an extremely hard job. And now when we're at Fort McCoy, it's just not military people in uniform. It's also our great civilians that help run this organization. So I'm going to introduce her entire family, and you'll see why they're so important. So her parents, Bonnie and Charles, if you guys come on up. And I'm going to say all their children and their family, because they're all going to come up and help. Abby, Charlie, Emma, Kaylee, Lane, Thomas, and also Lawson's here as well. So this wonderful family, both Bonnie and Charles are prior service Army, and they both work right here at Fort McCoy. So they're going to help us bring in the festivities. I'm going to pass it over.
Thank you. So as we light the tree here, I also want to say I was Isabella's soccer coach, and I didn't ruin her. She still excelled in spite of all that. We are excited to light the Christmas tree with the Hilt family. If you could join us in counting down. And at the very end is zero, a big old happy holidays. Isabella, are you ready?
Yeah.
So you can join me. 10,